Have you ever seen a commie drink a glass of water?
What?
Why do you want a little bit? Because if you're going to drink, I'd rather you do it in the house.
Why do you think I'm calling you? Just to say hello?
Did you see the memo about this?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
This is healthy. This is good.
Any movie montage that has Young Frankenstein is just fine with me. Thank you, Control Room, here at The Takeaway. It's Friday Movies. Rafer Guzman, film critic with Newsday, is here. Hey, Rafer.
Hey, Todd.
I will not be angry. Thank you, Gene Wilder. God, I love it so much. You got two films for us, Rafer. We're going to do trivia at the end, so we'll leave a little bit of time with that. I defer you to the end of the segment here. Den of Thieves is your first movie, Rafer. Gerard Butler, 50 Cent. O'Shea Jackson Jr. was awesome in Straight Outta Compton.
Yep.
Son of Ice Cube, of course. Nick O'Brien is the hard-drinking leader of the regulators there with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. Here's a clip.
I am a member of a clique.
It's kind of like being in a gang.
Sort of like a gang, only we have badges, which means you are done. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Do we look like the types who'll arrest you, put you in handcuffs, drag you down to the station? Hmm?
Not at all.
Right. Exactly. We just shoot you. It's less paperwork.
Oh, that's Gerard Butler, but I have been dying to see what O'Shea Jackson Jr. does next.
Right. He plays a getaway driver in this movie, and it's a really good performance from him. You know, Straight Outta Compton was great. Not a big stretch. He looks a lot like his dad.
Sure does.
You know? This is, you know, a much different role. He's really likable. He comes across really great in this movie. What I liked about this movie is Gerard Butler, who I think when you mention his name to people, most people say, oh, yeah, that guy. Like, you know, what? You know, yeah. Why is he a star again? But I'll tell you, he's really good in this movie. You know, this great, sleazy, kind of unorthodox, but, you know, essentially a good guy, cop. And, you know, this movie came out last Friday. I don't think people expected much out of it, but it was kind of an under the radar success. You know, did a lot better at the box office than people thought, had some really great reviews, including one from me. And so I think it could have legs. It could be like a real sleeper hit.
Den of Thieves might be a great film to see this weekend. I want to turn us around to Maze Runner 3, The Death Cure. Thomas and the Gladers, they have to save their friends, and they have to break into the legendary last city. It's a labyrinth that may turn out to be the deadliest maze of all.
You okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Fry, you good? I think we gotta move now. Enemies!
Rafer, I confess I did not see Maze Runner 1 or 2. Am I going to be totally lost here?
You didn't see those, Todd?
Okay. I tried. Sold out.
I will say what I liked about these movies for this young adult dystopian franchise genre. These were kind of junior league Mad Max to me, and I say that in a good way.
Oh, now I'm interested.
A little rougher than even The Hunger Games or Divergent, and I always liked that about these movies. Not great in terms of sort of emotional connection and really drawing you into the characters. You don't really get to know them that well. There's not a lot driving them, I found. This is a great finale to the series. Even, I would say, a little bit more action in this one, a little bit rougher even than the other ones.
Are you sure it's over?
I'm pretty sure it's over. It seems over to me. You know, and in fact, I would say this might kind of be the end of that whole genre as well. I think this is sort of the swan song, the last we'll hear of the YA dystopian genre.
Really, and as Maze Runner 3, it might be nicer if they could go out on a higher note, but it might be worth seeing if you're a fan of the genre. Rafer, let me give you trivia. Now, I want you to name this film, if you would, based on some admittedly limited but hopefully sufficient audio information. Rafer, name it.
Is that 300?
It is. Gerard Butler, 300 in 2006, and the Control Room cheers. Good job, Rafer. Rafer Guzman, film critic with Newsday.
Thanks, Todd.